Hamish, we're in so much trouble.
But it wasn't that bad, Bonnie. It doesn't deserve the punishment of being grounded for a week.
And no chocolate for the week as well.
Oh, what are you two talking about? You're not still sulking about the punishment, are you?
It's just not fair, Granny.
Oh, well, it's completely fair. You both cheated in your races. You both took a shortcut while no one was watching and won your races. And then you lied about what you'd done. That was very, very naughty, and you must be punished.
But
there are no buts. If you carry on like this, I might even have to send you home.
Whatever.
Hamish!
You know, Granny, God would just forgive us because he loves me and Hamish.
Oh, Bonnie, I love you and Hamish very much, and I do forgive you. God also loves you, and he does forgive you. But it doesn't mean there is no punishment for wrongdoing. Even God doesn't just forgive us. Let me tell you what God did about wrongdoing.
Okay.
Oh, well, do you remember yesterday we said we can't qualify for God's race because Luke tells us in chapter 23 of his book that one day the church leaders arrested Jesus and took him to Pilate. Oh, Pilate was the Roman boss of Jerusalem.
What do you lot want?
This man is doing all sorts of things wrong. He calls himself the Christ, a king.
Are you the king of the Jews?
Yes, that's right.
This man has done nothing wrong.
But he's a troublemaker. He started in Galilee and now he's come here making trouble.
What is their problem?
Oh, they don't like Jesus being their king. They want to be in charge.
That's a bit like me and Hamish. We don't like you being in charge.
Woo-hoo. Well, I guess none of us do, really.
Anyway, what happened next? Did Jesus go free?
Oh, no, Hamish, he didn't. Jesus was sent to Herod, who was king over one little bit of Israel. He put a king's robe on him and just laughed at Jesus.
Oh, so you're a king, are you? My, your highness, it is an honour.
What? That's outrageous. How dare he?
Oh, I know. But Jesus was sent back to Pilate.
This man is innocent. He has done nothing wrong.
But he's a troublemaker. He should die.
He has done nothing to deserve death. I can punish him, but then let him go free.
What? Punish an innocent man? What's the matter with him?
Well, I'm afraid it gets worse, Bonnie.
Oh, no. How can it get any worse?
Oh, well, listen, Bonnie, because now all the people join in.
Granny, who's Barabbas?
Oh, he was a man who had started a riot and then murdered someone.
What? They'd rather have a murderer running around their streets than Jesus. They must be off their heads.
Oh, it shows how much they didn't want Jesus to be God's king.
What did Pilate do? Let him go, I hope.
Oh, well, Pilate knew Jesus had done nothing wrong and he wanted him to go free. He tried to persuade him, but the crowd shouted louder. On and on they yelled until Pilate, well, he gave up. And he let Barabbas, who had killed someone, go free and gave Jesus to the soldiers to be killed, even though he had done nothing wrong.
What? So they let a murderer go free and killed an innocent man? Is that it? Oh, I'm having a bad day now, Granny.
Oh, Hamish, this does sound bad. But actually, it's the best news ever. But just wait. The soldiers, they put Jesus on a cross with two other criminals. Then suddenly, it went completely black. The sun just stopped shining, even though it was lunchtime.
Granny, was it an eclipse?
Oh, no, Hamish, because an eclipse only lasts a few minutes. But the darkness, oh, it lasted for a whole 3 hours.
Wow, why did it do that?
Oh, well, God made it happen to show that Jesus was being separated from God. God left him all alone.
What? Did God leave him completely alone?
Aye, Hamish. We should be separated from God because of all the wrong things we have done. Oh, but Jesus loves us so much that he took the punishment we deserved and was separated instead of us.
So then what happened?
Then, oh, Jesus died.
That is really bad. Jesus has done nothing, but he died like a criminal.
Oh, I know it sounds awful, Hamish. Oh, but actually it's great news. Jesus is making sure you and I can run the race. Oh, and John will explain later how Jesus dying is the best thing that ever happened.
Well, I'm still not sure I get it, Granny, but I guess we've got to wait now to hear why it's so good that Jesus died.
Oh, yes, you do. Oh, but we have to say goodbye to the boys and girls now. Shall we say goodbye? Oh,
bye, boys and girls. Bye. See you tomorrow. Bye.